I'm Keith Peters reporting there were two concerning plane incidents Tuesday, these following last month's mid-air collision that killed 67.
An American Airlines plane arriving at Reagan Airport in Washington Tuesday discontinues its landing to avoid a departing plane, according to the FAA. Here's air traffic control from liveatc.net.
The American 2246, just go around, turn right, heading up 250, climb 18-3000.
This came the same morning a Southwest plane at Midway Airport in Chicago had to abort a landing in a near miss with a flex jet crossing an active runway after being told to hold.
Except 560, your instructions are to hold short of runway 31 center.
Again, audio from Live ATC. I'm Julie Walker.
A person has died from the measles outbreak in Texas.
Texas Tech University Health Science Center says a patient died overnight. No age was given. The measles outbreak in rural West Texas has grown to 124 cases across nine counties. It's largely spread in the Mennonite community, in an area where small towns are separated. Data in Texas shows a vast majority of measles cases are people younger than 18. There are also nine cases in eastern New Mexico. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's administration says federal agencies should begin planning to eliminate employee positions. The process is known as a reduction in force. Agency leaders must submit their plans by March 13th. Trump is setting the stage for what could become a dramatic realignment of the federal government. He's already downsized the workforce by laying off probationary employees. Now the administration is turning its attention to career officials with civil service protection. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 188 points, the NASDAQ up 48. This is SRN News. Something new in Qatar.
A church, a big church. The World Evangelical Alliance and the Evangelical Churches Alliance of Qatar have broken ground on a $50 million building that will house 10,000 people on Sunday mornings. It's a big breakthrough for the country's small Christian minority, which labors under a lot of restrictions in the mostly Muslim petrostate. The new church will be outside of Doha on a plot of land leased from the government of Qatar specifically for that purpose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican Attorney General of Texas wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further and require gender testing for athletes who compete in women's sports. Ken Paxton wants an injunction to keep the NCAA from falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female-specific competitions. Earlier this month, the NCAA aligned its participation policy with President Trump. The violent threats against Elon Musk continue. We hear more on the story from correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A 28-year-old Indiana man is arrested by Indiana State Police, accused of making violent threats against Elon Musk on social media. This after being alerted by Texas police. According to an affidavit, David Cherry made several posts on X under the username Effective Pawn. Officials say the account replied to a post by Musk stating, quote, "We're gunning you down next, Muskrat." Another post said, quote, "You're robbing the American people. We will gut you and parade your corpse through the streets," end quote. And then another post stated, "I am going to plant a bomb in Elon Musk's house." Newsweek reported that Cherry owns an online store which sells communist, anarchist, and political-themed merchandise. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.